This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell, Randy Mack, filling in for Carl today. Dog Report brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox Electrical, 770-901-2500. Let those dudes get your house all, like, proofed for all the thunderstorms and stuff that are coming your way. And today, March was coming in like a lion, man. Cold and windy.
Yeah, man.
Holy
man.
Moly. Hopefully out like a lamb.
Never. I mean, this weather, outdoors. I mean, that's why people are getting sick, because they got a little warm. Everybody wanted to walk around in shorts and flip-flops and thinking that it was summer. Now they came back and then, got, like Grandma said, get up in you. That's all that's going to happen. That cold will get up in you. That's
well,
what happened.
Something got up into Thad Mata, and he got the heck out of Dodge after talking to everybody in Athens, taking a look at Stegman. And by the way, Stegman's nice. Arthur was out there a few weeks ago.
They just did a lot of like renovations to it.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd been there maybe in about 20 years.
Yeah.
And
right.
I was very impressed with the facility. And so they certainly have, at least on the inside, it looks fantastic on the outside as well. The facility, at least that houses basketball, should be real appealing to someone.
It really is, as you said, with the glass is more open, not as shadowy and just dark and kind of depressing as it used to be. But, hey, man, I don't care. Look at Cameron Indoor. Win, people will pack it. It'll be an exciting vibe. But here's the problem. Thad Mata was a guy with two trips to Final Fours, been successful everywhere he'd been, thought that was really going down the road and that was going to be the done deal. Everybody, Randy, we spoke to in the last 48 hours who has known Thad or covered Thad Mata said, great guy. You know, he had some health issues and now he's back on track. I give credit to Jeff Schultz in the AJC. Schultz was the first guy, I think on Monday, who said, you know, there's a clause in his contract where he's got to sort of give the appearance of trying to find gainful employment while he's still getting covered by the buyout, Randy, by the Buckeyes, getting $100,000 a month not to work. So mission accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think he wanted to coach anymore. We talked about it earlier in the show, Mike. I think once you've been a coach and you, I think you'll always be referred to as coach, hey, coach, no matter how old you get. But I just think that he is at a point where he doesn't want to deal with all of the recruiting and all these different things. Like you said, he's only 50 years old. He looks. I thought he was a lot older than that.
I know, man.
I thought he was a lot older. So I mean, maybe to stress it, he just doesn't want to do it anymore. And would you walk away from $100,000 a month just sitting on the couch? Yeah. I'm cool.
He's still got. I mean, there's millions of dollars he's still owed by Ohio State. So as part of his buyout package, but Schultz was the first guy to count and not throw him under the bus. But Schultz did say, look, oh, by the way, this could be window dressing, and that's what it seems like it was. A tour of the South, Ole Miss. He doesn't want to go there. Comes to Georgia, doesn't want to go here. Kermit Davis from Middle Tennessee State gets the Ole Miss job, and now we're looking, Randy, to see who's going to get it. Tom Crean apparently is interviewing with Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yep. That's been reported by Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Yesterday he was out there talking to the Panthers, who moved on from Jamie Dixon. They went and got Stallings, who's been a hot mess. They didn't win a game in the conference this year. And
they
he
were
got
bad.
The
they stunk this year, man.
And there's a passion for that program. People love it. They put money into the facility. They got those courtside suites. It's a beautiful spot. I was up there last summer to check out the campus. My wife went to Pitt, so I know a little bit about it. So, I mean, maybe they never should have left the Big East and joined the ACC. You know, they'd be in whatever the Big East or a – whatever they'd be in, it'd be better for them.
And we're looking at, because I was looking up some stuff about this when you were talking about Schultze and everything, and they're talking about, would you want Tubby to come back? Because Tubby was released by Memphis out of his contract. He's 66 now.
Yep.
Been almost 21 years since he was a coach at UGA. You're talking about pairing him with Jonas.
Yeah, he left, and Jersa took over when Tubby took the Kentucky job. Yeah.
So that's what the article was talking about, keeping Jonas Hayes around. Because to me, it seems like he's an up-and-coming coach. Is he ready right now, though? And I think that's the thing. You bring somebody like Tubby in, try and get those two five-star recruits that they lost already, try to get them back on board.
Well, I mean, a couple of names out there, Earl Grant, College of Charleston. This is from Seth Emerson, by the way, in Dog Nation. Shaka Smart. Well, Shaka hasn't done anything in Texas
Shaka
yet.
Shaka ain't leaving Texas.
Well, he's got to win there first. I mean, remember, all those years, Arthur trying to get him out of VCU, and then to be quite honest, I know he had a kid dealing with a terrible illness for the Longhorns this year, but he hasn't exactly lit it up in Austin.
Well, in that same story, is Ron Hunter's name anywhere?
You got to go Jared Hayes, Tubby Smith, and then Ron Hunter's name shows up. I can't tell you how and why Seth wrote his article, but Ron Hunter's a guy winning. He knows Georgia. What if you gave a guy like Ron Hunter the resources, and let's see where he goes with it.
It sounds too perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, that just seems like it's a perfect. It would be a perfect hire to hire a coach like Ron. You're talking about the energy. You talk about knowing the players. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these things. It just seems like it's so perfect that Georgia won't do it.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't interview him. Maybe you don't. At the end of the day, you still don't offer him the job, or he doesn't take it.
Right.
But to not interview him is now. Granted, you wouldn't be able to interview him this week because
right.
he's got something more important to do right now. But he's got to be interviewed, I would think.
I would think so.
Three trips to the Big Dance, two in the last 5 years at Georgia State. And as we said, he's talked about being happy here. They're a tremendous underdog against Cincinnati. If you missed the conversation yesterday when we were talking with Gary Parrish, Cincinnati has not been beat by a team they were favored over by more than 10 points this year. So, and again, they have not lost to a team, unfortunately, like a smaller school, mid-major, et cetera. So we'll see. Cincinnati's a team a lot of people have penciled in to the Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four. Hey, man, the Dog Report brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox Electrical, 770-901-2500. See where it goes. By the way, you worried about the dogs on defense. A little football for a minute. We'll get on to free agency, which is now official, Randy. 4 minutes
yes,
into 2018 free agency.
Go on and put pen to paper. Says, Taylor Gabriel, I wonder what the numbers on his 4 year deal were. Good for him, man.
Yeah, he gets $32 million. I mean, he gets a lot more than Trey Burton got.
Trey Burton got 32.
Bears go and get Trey Burton, Allen Robinson, and Turbo. So they're giving some weapons to Mitch Trubisky.
You want your quarterback to be successful? They had the worst receiving core in all of ball last year.
Right.
I mean, it was just horrible, and he got it done. And can Kevin White stay healthy? Do they go draft a receiver high? So good for them.
Hey, man, we will talk more about Georgia tomorrow and throughout the week as Randy's filling in for Carl. But Roquan Smith looked to be a top 10 pick, maybe higher. We'll see where it goes on draft day out of Dallas, Texas, coming up in April.
Let's hope so, man. Let's hope so. I mean, he's putting the work, and I'm happy for him. And this guy's moving up mm-hmm. into the first round. I think Isaiah Wynn will be a first round. I think Sony maybe become a first round pick. Mm-hmm. And watch out for Trent Thompson. A lot of people like him. He's a pure 3-4. 5 technique. I mean, he fits the mold of what they're looking for in that scheme.
All right, guys, you're looking for a playmaker. You're looking to see what's going to happen with defensive tackles. Well, as of right now, and again, technically it is just 5 minutes old, but all the stories broke in the last 2 days. The guy that maybe comes back, just maybe Don Terry Poe, Randy.
Maybe.
Because Muhammad Wilkerson signs a 1 year deal and trying to prove that he can be a good citizen in Green Bay and then maybe get one more big multi year deal. Sheldon Richardson is still out there right now. As the Seahawks, by the way, LOB. Poof, MIA.
Yeah, man. That thing, ever since the play in the Super Bowl, it hasn't been the same. It's been no trust in that organization. I mean, I'm all for letting your players let their personality. And it was all cool, Mike, when everybody was making the league minimum. They were hungry. And then when the numbers started coming out and everybody wanted to get paid, you saw the dissension a little bit in that locker room, in that organization. And I just still think that they have not forgiven Pete Carroll for not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yep. And it goes back to, I mean, you heard players talk about it both on the record and off the record, but it's amazing to see. And this is why it's a cautionary tale for the Falcons. Now, I know Matt's going to have his new deal. It'll hopefully give us some cap relief, but you're going to have over $140 million in guaranteed money in the form of Julio and Matt off of Julio's last deal. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, you can't let it go.
Divide that by two, that's $70 million per touchdown last season.
All right, Mike. I mean to think that you just told me you're not good at math.
Well, that's even math I can do. But look, the cautionary tale is everything was great with the Seahawks until Russell got off his rookie deal, and then he got paid, and then all of a sudden the cookie started to crumble because there's not cap space for everybody. You had guys splitting for greener pastures. That's their prerogative. But the LOB, the Seattle Seahawks, had a 4 year window, and it's over.
Yep, in a 4 year window, they got a Super Bowl and a return trip.
Right.
So. I mean, they should have two Super Bowls, but they'll take that. They'll take that window of four.
And we can expand that to make it a 5 or 6 year window if you want to talk about the year they lost to us in the playoffs.
Yeah, but what they're doing right now, they're remaking this whole team. Everything is going to be around Russell Wilson. He's your quarterback. And don't forget, he's coming up for – I would expect next offseason they'll be talking to him about a contract extension.
Right.
And then you look at what Pete does. Pete develops defensive players. So I have no doubt that defense is going to be fine.
While we're talking turkey, guys, a chance to win $1,000 with our national signing bonus contest coming up here in just a minute or two. So stay tuned for that for the next code word for the 4 o'clock hour. But the reason and the point I'm getting to, Randy, and you've seen this, you've been on teams where it becomes an issue. You've got a finite amount of time with a core group of guys.
Yep.
We're going to eventually have to give Grady Jarrett a deal, Keanu Neal a deal, Debo a deal.
Devon Drake. I mean, I said this weekend on me and John Chuckery's show. I think that it's going to be a decision between those two, between Debo and Devondre. Because I think if Devondre keeps playing like he's been playing, he's going to get a mega deal. And I don't think you can get both mega deals. I mean, Seattle did it with K.J. Wright and Bobby Wagner, but Russell was still on his rookie deal when he got it. And K.J. Wright didn't have, like, that groundbreaking linebacker deal also.
The problem you have is you better win a Super Bowl, okay?
Yes.
So we all know how I have to rewind to what happened in 16. But that's why Carl and I got so mad, and Randy's filling in for Carl today, about what happened this season. You had the talent. And I know we joked around about the phrase under-executed, which in essence you did because you had drops and guys didn't block, whether it's a running back picking up a blitz or whether it's a guard who's in over his head, you know, in the NFL. But you've got – and then maybe an OC that was in over his head at times. But, I mean, this is the reality of it. And this isn't – and, guys, we're not being negative. We're just showing – here's Seattle. They had a team that was built for everything in 2011.
And the thing about it is, Mike, they were all hungry. And then it got to a point where you had to pay people, and then what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're subtracting. And also, when the Saints, you lost the leader up front in Max Unger to try and get Russell Wilson another weapon in Jimmy Graham. But at the same time, you didn't do enough to replace that hole.
But the only reason why, and Randy always loves to poke me for poking Julio when I'm bringing this stuff up on social media and radio, is the only team in the NFL, there's only one, who's consistently been able to roll it over year after year after year, and that's New England, because they make the hard decisions. They cut bait on guys before other teams would.
Yeah, I mean, and then they find players for cheap to do a specific job. They don't have to do a lot.
Right.
But what he's going to do, if you do this good, I'm going to put you in a position to do what you do good.
So as we're waiting to see if the Falcons will beat players, maybe there was no intention to be a big free agent player. You're going to try to do it on the cheap, whatever you're looking to do. We will have more money when Matt gets his deal done. But look what's going on in the NFC South. The Saints pick up from the Jets DeMario Davis, free agent. I know you like him at linebacker.
Very good player.
They've already got one of the best corners in the league in Lattimore they picked up in the draft from Ohio State. They had now Patrick Robinson, who comes back to New Orleans from Philadelphia.
Played good in Philly, too. I know Philly wanted to re-sign him.
That's a little bit of a surprise to me because they really lost a lot of confidence in Patrick Robinson. He's a former first-round pick out of Florida State, and they thought he would be a whole lot better than he was. Mm-hmm. And he rejuvenated his career with the Eagles. And it's a bit surprising that he's heading back there, but he's getting a four-year deal.
Played what? Because he played really good. I won't say really good because Philly's corner, some people did take advantage of him. But I think he played well. And I know Philly wanted to keep him. But, I mean, there's another starter. You look up front with Rankins and you said Williams in the back end. I mean, they got some young, good core players. And then you add these vets to them.
And, by the way, it's a four-year, $20 million, $10 million guaranteed to Arthur's point about Robinson coming back to the Saints. The one thing Randy and I were talking about earlier is what happens if Honey Badger comes in and goes back home to Louisiana on the back end next to because they let Vaccaro go. That's a pretty good defense right there, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the thing with Vaccaro,
if Honey Badger's healthy.
If he's healthy, you just place him right there. You're talking about a guy who is a ball hawk. Like, he creates turnovers. I mean, he gets you on the ground, and he can play in the box, and he can play in the deep middle. He can play in the third. I mean, he can play all over the football field. It's just all about his health now.
You guys can sound off, by the way, at 404-741-0929. Your thoughts about where we're going with this? I mean, we have not had an indication. I know D-Led talked about it in the Bowtie Chronicles from the AJC about he thinks it's going to happen sooner than later.
I think I do. I think that between when you're talking about the way these new quarterback deals were going to be, somebody had to be the first one. Right. And I think Kirk Cousins was that guy, and I think Matt's going to be next. And then I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come after that.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
The word is... Hat.
That's it?
That's it. H-A-T. It doesn't have to be complicated, man. I mean, you know me, multi-syllable words. You don't got to repeat them. Hat, H-A-T. You send H-A-T to 72881. 72881 is the text line. It's our national sounding bonus contest. Our sister station, V103, is giving away some loot. We've given away some loot here. I don't believe our show has, so you're making us look bad.
Well, because like I said, when I first started working here and when we started doing this contest, everybody said that y'all used to cheat. And now I'm like, I don't know, but that's what that word on the street was. Dukes and Bell cheat.
Well, that's
and
a bunch
now,
of crap.
I just want to know, why aren't y'all cheating?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. There's no cheating
like
going
there's
on
a
here.
Conspiracy.
I think
that's
right. You know who's to blame?
Uh-oh.
Terry Fox. Anyway, 72881, he is preventing us from giving away. He probably talked to corporate. 72881 is the text line. Send hat, H-A-T. That's hat. That's right. Rhymes with cat. Very good. And also bat. And now you can go to Florida State. Hat, H-A-T to 72881 win, and good luck. The Falcons guys, because of waiting on Matt Steele, only have, according to Vaughn McClure from ESPN.com, who gets his numbers, Randy, from the Pro Football Players Association, NFLPA, They said it's $8 million bucks. $8.5 million is all we
got. You got to find a way to get some money. Like, once again, real quick, because Devontae just got his new deal, do you do that, redo that, find some money there, Julio? But this Matt Ryan thing is going to be the key.
You want you would like Ndamukong Suh here?
Yeah.
Me too.
Why don't you want – yeah, I want good players here.
Wanted Michael Bennett.
I want good players here. Now, can you pay the good players to be here? That's the biggest thing.
Well, they don't take Groupon in the NFL.
They sure don't.
We'll come back. You guys, what do you think? Where do you think this is going? Are you patient or are you losing your mind like one Carl Dukes? 404-741-0929. Don't forget, guys, catch us on 92.9thegame.com. How you doing? It's Dukes and Bell, man. Carl's got the day off, so Randy Mack is filling in as we're live inside
Carl
the Kia Studios.
Has the rest of the week off.
Check us out, by the way, at Watch929TheGame at 929TheGame.com and see if Randy and I are maintaining eye contact throughout the program. We're off today a little early. We got the play-in game. What's that?
What?
Well, you didn't hear about that last week?
Eye contact.
Boss is obsessed with the online viewing of the product. So I'm just looking into your big brown eyes, big boy.
You might have some issues. You keep looking at me like that.
You're a handsome man.
Yeah, there's going to be some microphone drops.
By the way, man, we know you can block. You're the greatest blocking tight end in the history of the NFL. Why don't you play for the Falcons, man? They could use some help. Maybe you could teach Hooper some stuff.
I did the same thing I did the last two free agency. First day of free agency, get up, get on the treadmill. After 3 minutes, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Now I'm good.
By the way, I tried real quick before we get to what's going on in the NFL. Is free agency is officially 23 minutes old. Of course, it kind of takes some of the luster out when all the news is out there already.
Yeah.
It's almost like on draft day when some knucklehead is leaking the information before the pick walks out on the stage. But just real quick, I tried to, you know, the cardio thing, because if you get over the age of like 35, then 40, and then you can do too much cardio, they say. So I'm like, well, anything gets me off the treadmill, I'm ready to do that.
Right.
So they said you got to up the intensity. So do like 30 minutes, but you do the sprints, like 60 seconds of sprints. Yeah. And now I got shin splints. It's like pins and needles. And I can't walk.
Mike, you got
a catch 22. You
got
to lose the weight.
You got the little bitty legs, then. You know what? You got the little legs,
right?
And you don't do lower body workouts.
I haven't.
All
done,
you do is bench, right, flies, and shrugs.
I haven't done lower body since 1987.
You know what I'm saying? So the lower body, the lower part of your body is not, built.
But I go to do the knees and everything else and squats and everything, and everything hurts. I gotta ice up, man. Then I smell like Ben Gay. And then,
getting old, man. That's just getting old, Mike. You about to do it. Mm-hmm. Is it 50 this year?
Be 50 this summer, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Summer of Mike.
Tell you what, though, you look better than Thad Mata.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. I'll give you
I'm 50. Thad's a year older than me. He looks like,
he looks. I thought he was a lot older.
Yeah, that's some city miles, isn't it? I'm not saying a man's a hard-living dude. But what does it matter? He's not coming to Georgia anyway. Never going to get the chance to talk to the guy. But he blows off UGA if you missed the dog report earlier. And now we're waiting to see where they go, because if you don't get Tom Crean, who ain't exactly all great shakes after flaming out with the Hoosiers,
all right,
now you're getting into like mid-major guys you never really heard of. Arthur's right. Just would you please call Greg McGarrity, Ron Hunter? Do the man the courtesy when he can talk. Obviously, he's a little something busy right now with Cincinnati.
It just sounds too perfect for me for Georgia to do it. That's the thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like that would be a perfect fit. But like Georgia, we'll mess it up.
Hey, guys, we got Hawks tickets for tomorrow night, the big Unity game. We're hanging out with our buddies from B103 and WAOK. And we've got some tickets for you for Charlotte coming to town, as we're going to be helping out United Way and benefit the Thomasville Boys and Girls Club at Agnes Jones Elementary. Where we did our reading, Arthur, we were over there for our Page Turners event last year. But anywho, we'll give you a chance to win those Hawks tickets coming up here before quitting time at 5. Randy, just proof that maybe there was some concussion syndrome and some CTE going on. You just made a complete copy of your bracket. You know, we have a copy machine in there, you know.
Yeah, no. No, but no, I did not make that. Stop telling that story, Mike, okay? I did just one side, all right? Because I was like, hold on. Because Deshaun, he has a, you know, for the office.
Right.
His the bracket challenge or whatever you want to call it.
So you like to do one region identical and then you vary the other regions? Is that how you play it?
Anyways, I was writing it out to fill it out for him. But I think to myself, I got mine that I filled out last night.
Right.
I'm just going to go in there and make a copy of it and give it to him. That's all he's worth, Mike.
Right now. So what do you got in your Final Four, big man?
My Final Four, I got Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I got North Carolina, actually. And I picked them over Mizzou. I think Mizzou is going to be all right. I do. I think they're the sleeper team.
Really?
Yeah, I think Porter Jr. Because he's that type of talent, Mike, that if he gets it going, that he can take over games. So that's why I did pick North Carolina coming out of their bracket. Michigan State and Nova.
Right.
And I got Michigan State beating Arizona in the national title.
Gotcha. Well, once again, I use my patented syndrome. I've been using this system now for years, and obviously it makes me big bucks. It is a combination of teams that end in vowels and what mascot is higher on the food chain than the other team's mascot. So by virtue of that system, Villanova will defeat Xavier 72-66 in the championship.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously a musketeer, a guy with a sword, can kill almost any animal, depending on its size.
Right.
And the Cal Bears aren't going to be taking on Xavier, so obviously you're okay. And even DiCaprio beat the bear in the movie. But anyway, the point I'm getting to, Randy, is I think Villanova Wildcats, and then they also end in A's, then against the Xavier Musketeers who have weapons, and by that virtue, you get your championship.
Did you just use the Revenant to justify your March Madness?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
What is a Wildcat?
It's a cat up in the mountains. It's pretty freaking wild.
Okay.
Gets after it. Well, I mean, there's Arizona Wildcats, Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah,
Wildcats,
but I was just curious.
Wildcats with Goldie Hawn, the movie.
My first Little League team was the Wildcats.
No kidding.
So that's what, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just curious.
You back cleanup?
As far
in Little League.
Oh, no, I was third.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the guy. Played third. Actually batted third and played
I
third.
I was the guy.
I was the guy.
All right, don't be modest.
I was the guy.
It is Dukes and Bell with Randy Mack. Let's give those Hawks tickets away to you right now. Guys, we got a pair of tickets. Hawks Charlotte on Thursday. We're all going to be doing all sorts of cool stuff on the court, interactive stuff with the crowd. What call you want to take, AT? Take caller number – Arthur wants to – he says he wants to work. He'll take caller number 10. Caller number 10 to Arthur at 404-741-0929.
Wrong.
And ask Arthur about his great-looking suit today.
That's how many fingers are on these two hands, and I know where I'm going to deposit them here.
See, this is radio. You guys can't see. Arthur held up the hands for two, and I said, we'll make it 10. So 404-741-0929. Hawks tickets, guys. Take it on Charlotte. We'll get to see our old pal Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Now, be personal with him.
Hey, getting back to the brackets, guys. And by the way, no breaking news with the Falcons right now as far as the free agent, because there's just no money right now. Other than the re-signed a couple of guys for depth, like Pastor, the offensive lineman. We heard about that yesterday. McFadden on the defensive side. But there's just nothing to report. Other teams are making big moves because they've got cap space.
It's a lot of things going on. And once again, because you can officially sign, and now you see all the teams actually tweeting and retweeting a lot of the players. Just saw this where Ryan Tannehill just restructured his contract to give Miami Dolphins some more money.
He better had.
So, but he's getting more money up front. But,
I'm still not sold on him, man.
Me neither. I'm with you. Me neither.
And you played for the Dolphins.
He's a good guy. One of the guys but I'm just not sold on him yet.
Baker Mayfield, by the way, his pro day, and there's some video that's up at ESPN.com if you want to check it out. But a lot of scouts saying that he has really improved his stock. I mean, he was throwing darts. He was one of the few guys that looked like he was just letting it all hang out at the combine.
He can go, man. And that's what I'm saying. He's a gamer. He's a big time. I mean, he thrives in big moments. And I think that he is going to be an excellent NFL quarterback. Just depends on your cup of tea, though. Because I think some people don't like him because you look at a quarterback, you want him to act a certain way. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to carry himself a certain way. And he's just one of those guys who wears it on his sleeves.
John Elway was there and a ton of teams. Everybody in the NFL is there to look at the guy. Now, here's the question. Who's going to pull the trigger and how quickly does he go? Because there's still some talk. Even though Sam Darnold has that little hitch to his giddy-up, didn't throw at the combine. People are saying the Browns. You think the Browns still take him number one? They went and got Carlos Hyde, by the way, in a free agent
deal. Yeah, so I think they're good at running back. They won't take Saquon. Was what I mean as far
so
as
then
good.
The Giants have to take Saquon.
The Giants are going to need to take him, or they need to take Nelson from Notre Dame.
Right, one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. Right?
Oh, he's pretty damn good. Quentin Nelson.
But you still think the Browns are going to go Sam Darnold?
No, I think they're going to go Josh Allen.
Ooh.
I do. I think they like him a lot. I wouldn't take him. I think that's risky. But I think they're going to take Josh Allen. I do.
And this is a subject we got into when that whole Lamar Jackson thing went down. And I've looked up the numbers. I actually did some research, did the numbers. And Sam Darnold's quarterback percentage, as far as completion percentage, was lower than Lamar Jackson's. And he's not even playing half the competition Lamar saw in
a race.
If you want to look, I'm just trying to give you balance.
That is the one thing that people are talking about is the completion percentage and all those things and why it's so low. But I think that the Browns like him. He's a big guy. When you think about playing in the NFC North, the AFC North, and you're talking about that wind, weather, can you whip the ball through all those things? And he can do all that.
You know, one guy, and Randy and I hadn't had a chance to work in a while to talk about some of the stuff Carl and I had covered on the draft. Just want to get your take. a quarterback that has a hot tub and because he's got some political views.
Yeah.
I mean, is Josh Rosen, all the old school stuff, you know, the scouts and the personnel guys are going to throw out there. They did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are you? I'm not impressed by almost anybody in this quarterback class. The only guy I would draft if I was a GM is Baker Mayfield. Because I know he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's got an attitude. And I don't care if he grabbed his sack. I mean, the guy's got some edge.
He does. I like Josh Rosen. I think if out of all the quarterbacks, he's the most ready to play right now. He's playing a pro-style offense at UCLA. He has all the mechanics that you need. He knows when I was watching the combine, Mike, and you're looking at him go through their drops,
right.
Everybody looked mechanical. Everybody looked like they were counting their steps. And it just looked smooth with Rosen. He didn't throw the ball like I thought he would.
Right.
But I'm just talking about as far as his drops and everything. He looked good.
If you guys are just tuning in, the latest from the NFL as far as what's going down today, almost all the rumors that you guys have heard, it's coming to fruition today with deals getting done. The Lions release Eric Ebron, a former first-round pick who went ahead of Aaron Donald and Odell Beckham.
Taylor Lewan,
and a lot of talented guys. He's been a buster for the Lions, only 11 touchdowns in his career. Guys have been hitting us up because he's a name. He doesn't get in the end zone as much, and he's not a great blocker, Randy.
He's a terrible blocker, and I just don't think he has that dog in him. I don't. And I saw a lot of Detroit Lions games this year and last year, and you're just waiting for him. Like, he has ability. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to – he has ability.
Right.
But he just ain't got that dog in him to me. And to me, he's one of those guys that loves what football does for him. You know what I'm saying? He does, you know, and just doesn't love the game just because it's football. He seems like he likes the limelight more than just putting in the work.
Okay. And we're looking for a compliment now to Austin Hooper. Ed Dixon is a guy that we talked about. I tweeted about it the other day. Well, he's going to Seattle, it looks like. So Ed Dixon's
going
to take some
money. He's going on a visit. Hopefully they, you know, the plane's delayed or something and they don't let him get on the.
All right. You and I are working together tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow we'll be at Phillips Arena for the Hawks and Unity Day. By the time we're done on Friday, does Matt Ryan have his deal?
Yes.
All right. There you go. You hear that, Falcon fans?
Yes.
So maybe, and now if your fingers crossed and you like to keep Don Terry Poe.
I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be done right now. That's my thing.
Should it have been done? Did you have to use the Cousins contract as the bell cow?
You had to. And that's smart business on their part, on Matt and Aaron Rodgers. That's smart on their part because I think that was one thing that people were mad about was they felt like Kirk Cousins was holding up free agency as far as the quarterback position. He got it done the first day. So now I think the parameters of Matt's deal is already done.
Also, Sam Bradford, we told you yesterday, a one-year, $20 million deal. How about Teddy Bridgewater getting $15 million with the Jets on a one-year kick?
I mean, if you look at two players that in this free agency period I was so happy for, Malcolm Butler is one. Yeah, so happy he got that deal.
The Super Bowl benching did not affect him. He got a nice contract.
Really nice contract. And then the money that Teddy got.
Right
happy
on.
For those guys.
Hey, man, we got Arthur Trish in a fine-looking suit, custom-made, head-to-toe. Are those shoes from Benny's, by the way? He's coming up with a little bit of
Friedman's.
Yeah, man.
Friedman's.
No, man. Friedman's. Coming up next right here on Dukes and Bell with Randy Mack.
I did the same thing I did the last two free agency. First day of free agency, get up, get on the treadmill. After 3 minutes, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man on Dukes and Bell.
He is the brains of the operation.
Rapid fire questions for the world of sports and entertainment. It's sometimes a surprise question. Is today's question number one.
What you got, AT?
All right, guys, Randy, get ready because I'm going to need your input on this.
All right.
In other words, pay attention, Randall.
At this rate, based on the news we now know on Georgia's basketball situation, do you have any faith that the administration can make a splash right now?
You say no, man, and then expand on it.
Hell no, man.
He took it to another level.
Wow.
I don't think that McGarrity will put in the effort to go get Georgia a big-time basketball coach.
Right. You started getting into, and I'll say, no, man. It's just – there's just nobody out there that's that excited that's moving the meter now, unless somebody makes the big run from a mid-major. And there's no mid-majors in the tournament anyway, you know, other than like the Xaviers and the Butlers of the world. But just tough, Arthur, because, you know, Thad Matta, whatever you think about the guy, he's a brand. He had, you know,
that's
trips
the biggest
to the
thing
four.
Right there, Mikey. Yeah. He's a brand. And I just don't see it. And what makes me so mad is when you look at the kids like a Jaylen Brown, the kid from Alabama who made the shot the other day.
Colin Sexton.
All
was
these
right
kids
here.
Are Georgia kids right here in Atlanta, and we can't get none of them. So it's irritating.
Yeah, Tom Crean, by the way, speaking with Pittsburgh, there's a couple of names that Seth Emerson and Dog Nation, the AJC, threw out there. Earl Grant, College of Charleston. Jared, is it Haas or Hayes? Stanford coach, not familiar with his work. Tubby just stepped down, got knocked out of the box by Penny Hardaway in Memphis, but he's 66. I mean, at the very least, when you look at all those names, why wouldn't you talk to Ron Hunter, as we've been saying? I mean, there's nobody. I mean, Ron Hunter, at least people know who he is here in town, and the guy's won with a lot less talent and a lot less resources than what you're going to have available in UGA.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, question number two. We learned of the news involving Virginia Tech's, Virginia's top ACC Sixth Man of the Year, DeAndre Hunter, who suffered a broken wrist last night or during the ACC Conference Tournament. So are you now scratching UVA off your brackets?
Yeah, man. UVA is off of my bracket. I didn't have them going to the Final Four anyway, Randy, but a team that has always, I mean, it's done everything but consistently score. They go through those scoring lulls. That was the knock on Tony Bennett's squads in previous incarnations. And here's a guy that comes off the bench, gives you double digits, and now you lose this guy for the tournament.
Yeah, man, he's a big time. He's a fourth leading scorer. A versatile big that can pull the guys away from the basket. I thought they would go pretty far, but right now I think they can lose Kentucky.
You know, Kentucky's coming after all of us dogging Kentucky is not being one of those teams, Randy. Look at the job they're doing.
They can lose Kentucky, man.
Hey, speaking of injuries, Klay Thompson of the Warriors will now miss several weeks of action after suffering a fractured thumb, and Golden State is now two games back of the top spot in the West race to Houston. Are they in trouble of losing that home court advantage throughout the playoffs?
Yeah, they are, and I just have a question. Did y'all see the video of them dancing at Steph's birthday party? And he looked like he kind of fell a little bit.
So you're telling me that they sandbagged an injury and then they said it happened after the game?
I ain't telling you nothing, Mike. But I'm telling you what I be telling you. No, I heard it last night because they played last night.
It was Steph Curry's birthday party, right?
His 30th birthday party.
On a boat.
On a yacht.
On a yacht with ribs and a band.
The Migos.
The Migos, you bet they were. And ribs. I'm just more excited about the ribs. But anyway,
yes.
How much for one rib? But the timing is curious. So who would be breathing down their neck? Oklahoma City?
No, well, right now. Houston is the top spot.
Oh, the Rockets. That's right, man. Rockets are killing it.
Yeah, the Rockets are – you're already without Steph. You're going to lose Klay for a couple weeks. Houston's playing so good.
And I apologize for saying OKC because they're not even close.
They're a four seed, right?
They beat the Hawks, but not close to being the number one.
I think they're maybe seventh, unless they've moved up in the last week.
I thought they moved up.
I'll check that for you.
Yeah, check that one out for me.
You asked the question. I'll do the checking.
But, you know, I think that's a big-time loss, man, because you're already losing one score, and as great as KD's been playing, they ain't winning the championship without Steph.
No doubt about it. And he was scheduled to miss the two road games they just had, so maybe he'll be back. That Steph Curry, that is, in their next game.
Oklahoma City Thunder, by the way, a half game ahead of New Orleans and Minnesota for the four seed.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of teams that's tight, anywhere from the third seed to, I think, the seventh seed. So it could change each and every night. Another NBA question, Minnesota's Andrew Wiggins. He isn't happy to be the team's third option behind Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns, according to KSTP Radio. Does he have a point? And should the Hawks make a pitch for him?
Nah, he ain't got no point. He is a third wheel. He's not better than Carl Anthony Towns. He ain't better than Jimmy Buckets because he doesn't play defense.
Didn't he get a max
deal?
Then
he just got a max deal? Man, sit down. Man, go sit down somewhere. Is he 21 yet? He can't get a bill, but he ain't 21 yet.
No, man, even though we're going to have cap space this next year, no, Arthur, we got to do
it. He's the wing. He's that wing player that Hawks need, an athletic wing that can put the ball in the hole.
That's Marvin Bagley.
No, Marvin's
a 4 or 5, but he's a 4. He's in between a 4 and a 5.
Yeah, these guys are split on this one.
John Collins could play the 5, you know. And,
I'm just telling you, if you get a chance to
you want Andre. I know you want DeAndre Ayton. I know.
Yes,
what you
that's
want,
who I want.
Fine. Question number 5. Tiger's ex-wife Ellen Norgren has put her 29,000 square foot estate in North Palm Beach, Florida, on the market for $49.5 million. It was purchased 7 years ago for $12.25 million. So will she be able to get what she's asking for?
Man.
I'd give her anything she's asking for, Randy.
You had to go.
You had to be that guy. You just had to be. But no, Arthur, I ain't giving. So she trying to make that big a profit off that house.
Dude, the home has 11 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms.
I don't care. You only. What my granddad said, you got one blank. You don't need all them. You don't need all them bedrooms and bathrooms.
Right. Unless you got 18 kids.
But they only got
two.
Don't.
Right. I'm with right. you. I'm going to say, yeah, man, just because the market is so rich right now, Dan. Come on, you know how real estate is playing in the 305 right now, brother.
Yeah. What's that?
Wow,
yeah.
This is interesting.
Oh, the 954.
I'm going to say nah, man.
You disagreed on two straight. Okay, well, let's see where you guys stand on the final question today. The money keeps rolling in the Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries. No one won last night's Mega Millions, so Friday's jackpot will move to $345 million. And tonight, it's Powerball on the schedule, and a winning ticket will get you $420
million. Ooh.
So, are you buying a ticket tonight?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Are we getting one as a group?
No.
Well, actually, you know what? In the past, we would pool the money, and Jarvis Javis, who now works with Andy Bunker at night, he would we could never any way of verifying he actually bought the ticket. And he'd always want – he wanted paperwork signed. Yeah. He wanted these releases.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sam, if we give you some money, will you go buy the ticket? Samuel Tarley.
I think I can do that. We'll see.
I'm good.
I'm going to talk to Jarvis about how he went about it, you know?
This is
– You don't want to share it, Randall, I know.
No, it's not that, Mike. It's not, this show is Dukes and Bell, not Dukes, Bell, and Randy. So if I win, I'm not giving them back. I'm out. And then I'm not coming back over.
Well, that's you're so selfish.
I know.
You've been cantankerous as hell during this
segment. No, everything was
tomorrow.
Fine until he found out he had to go to Phillips Arena tomorrow. All hell broke loose.
You better be better with this tomorrow. And I'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, man. No, honestly, take you behind the curtain here on Dukes and Bell
now
with Randy.
Now, you mean to tell me this. If you won the money, Mike,
yes.
You would come share.
If we had an agreement.
And then, I'm talking about nothing in writing.
Well, no, I mean, I have to do it. I mean, totally screw you guys. I mean, we got to spit on a handshake and do something like that, a blood oath. Are you kidding me? Carl will be the first guy out the door with that loot. Hey, man, 5 o'clock, Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's is on the way. Another chance to win $1,000 for the National Signing Bonus Contest. Randy's got a lot of takes on all the moves being made. Saints are getting a lot better on the defensive side. Moves are being made in the NFC, and we're still sitting here waiting on this Matt Ryan deal. The D-led report has been picked up by CBS. Randy and I were just kind of doing the math. What would a Matt Ryan contract look like, and how much real help would we get against the cap? We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.